Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds we see Johnny in the NFL ever again?
I think this whole tour he's trying to do now, it's the exact same thing he did before the draft.
Basically what he said, if the Browns were smart, they wouldn't have drafted me. Well, I had no idea what I was doing.
The only way this guy gets back to the NFL is if some team that has a bleep you attitude, like the Bengals or the Patriots, if one of those teams signs him as a backup, or he goes up, actually shows us something in Canada, shows that he can play and keep his head on straight and not melt down and cry like a little bitch every time something goes wrong, then I think he'll get another chance.
Let's say Tiger's sponsored by Bud Light. Like, if I were Tiger, first time off the tee, I'd smack it and then I'd just yell dilly dilly. What are they going to do, kick him out?
I bet they would, because they don't
are
care.
Are you crazy?
No. The Augusta people run the thing. They don't care. If he were to do it, they would kick his ass out.
He's a champion.
It doesn't matter. I almost compared it to Nazi Germany, but it's close. I mean, this is a dictatorship.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776 is your number, and it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. Who is Rand Paul 2020, says, what are the odds of Patriots got two number ones for Beckham? I'll hang up and listen. I don't think that's happening. That's not a Patriots-type move.
It's really not.
And they're not going to pay him. And from everything I understand, they're trying to move up and get a quarterback to be the next Brady. So I'm going to go less than 2% on that. So, 8-3-2, fascism at the Masters, a tradition unlike any other. Somebody said, I would fly a banner over with it on an airplane. I'm pretty sure they control the airspace there, too. I'm telling you, that is one of the most dictatorial things you'll ever see. But, so that's my Master's take. Everybody does these brackets. I don't know if you saw this, but the Spun did they were going for the most annoying person in sports media.
Oh, boy.
So they had a 64-team bracket.
Oh boy! Luckily, we're not famous enough to be
No. Well, I'm not famous enough to make any list. Like, I can't even make best or worst in the city.
I couldn't even make most famous Hoffman.
I am basically the Houston Texans of sports radio in this town. Okay. I am Mr. Mediocrity. I'm right in the middle. I'm not one anybody's ever going to say, oh, he's one of the best, or they're going to say he's one of the worst.
You
get both.
Get both. That's true.
That's good. I mean, that's a positive.
A lot of people say really nice things, and a lot of people think that I really suck. So
that means you're eliciting a response.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're solid.
I'm solid, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to come in here and totally screw up.
And I think I've seen you on some best lists before.
No, I don't think
I feel
so.
Like when Lamont made the list back in the day, I think...
No, I think he put the whole show on his list. And
no,
that's
I think it was like best sports personalities, and you made that list.
I don't think I did, but...
All right.
It's okay. I'm happy doing what I do. I feel like if somebody were going to make a list of most versatile sports persons in the city, I ought to be on that list.
Most versatile?
Or certainly most well-rounded. Because I think
is that a fat joke?
No. I mean, it's accurate.
Because I vote Patrick Crayton the most well-rounded.
No, but I think if you combine all forms of media,
I'll
stack my work up against anybody's in the
city. Yeah, you're busy.
And, you know, from a writing standpoint and a radio standpoint, and, you know, I'll work videos in here too. So from that standpoint, yeah, but just pure radio, no, I'm not, you know, I accept what I am. It's just like I know I'm not an attractive man, and I know I'm not, you know, really great or really bad. I'm right there in the middle. I just try to show up every day. That's it.
I'm not handsome, but damn, I try.
Well, neither one of us made the list.
Okay.
I'll give you the final four.
Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock did not make the
final four. Ooh, and an upset. Colin Cowherd.
Did not make it.
Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless, final four.
Stephen A. Smith.
Final four. They squared off against each other.
Ooh. Okay. Who else made it? Who are the?
Well, I'm waiting for you to guess because you were doing okay.
I mean, I'm doing okay. I missed the first two though.
Yeah.
Ramona Shelburne.
No, but you got the right gender.
Michelle Beadle.
Nope.
Who is it?
Jemele Hill.
Oh, okay.
Jemele Hill made it, and I guess Bill Walton was the other one. It's kind of hard to read this because the type is
Bill
really
Walton.
Tiny. So this is another thing that I'm running into with these lights is it's like kind of hard to read that tiny type on my
was,
screen.
Was Chris Berman not on that list?
I'm sure he was somewhere. But
I mean, because that guy, that's a slam dunk.
Well, do you want to know who won?
I'll venture a guess.
Okay.
I'll go with Skip.
You would be incorrect.
Ooh, that means there was an upset.
The championship matchup, Stephen A. versus Jemele Hill.
That's so racist.
Jemele Hill wins it easily.
Jemele Hill, the most annoying person in sports media.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
She was a one seed. I don't buy it either.
I don't buy it. What about, what seed was Joel Blank?
Joel did not make the list
what?
Either. No, listen, Pete, nobody pays any attention. Houston,
but I'm just kidding, Joel.
No,
I don't find you annoying. This is just a joke.
But Houston is quietly one of the places that nobody around the country cares about anything here.
No.
They don't care about the media here, even though we're a pretty damn big market. We never make any of those national lists because they just don't pay any attention to us. So we're never making a list like this. Not unless Jim Rome only made it two rounds.
Wow.
Well, he ran into Whitlock, and then Whitlock ran into Bayless. That was your Elite Eight.
Boy, that's a bracket of doom.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal over there because any one of those guys could have won it. But I don't find Jemele Hill as annoying as those other guys. I certainly would have thought Cowherd would have beaten her.
Yeah.
I think that would have been about as far as she should have gone. But I bet that Donald Trump stuff got her a bunch of votes.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in.
You see who's in there?
Is that Beth? Well, no, I can't see anything.
You can't see AJ. Anything. Beth is in there. I see her.
That's awesome.
She's ready. She's ready to tell us what sex toys you should be using.
I don't really use those things.
Well, I'm just telling you the ones you should be using.
Well, I know, but it's not my thing.
Come on.
Chris Collinsworth didn't make the Final Four. Collinsworth would make my Final Four. Fortnite said she dabs too much into political stuff. Well, that's true. I think that's why she probably won. So.
Well. Hmm. All right.
All right. Apparently, all I do is recycle information, according to Lamont. So,
well, that's true.
Okay.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I hate about you, but that's also what keeps you on a good list.
Yeah. Okay. No, nothing original here. Yeah. This is...
What, are you getting charged up over there?
Nah, I don't care.
He said the same thing about you, except you know more about MMA, college hoops, and baseball, and generic on everything else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm generic.
That's fine. Generic's fine.
Yeah, so I guess we're a generic show.
We're a generic sports show.
We're a recycled show.
Recycled sports show. See, the one thing that I don't think is fair about the whole recycled thing is that by the time we come on, because we're doing afternoons, it's different. I mean, it's...
Everybody's heard everything. That's a thing. And everybody's talked about the important subjects of the day all day, which is why we try to mix it up and come up with,
but
presumably original content, apparently not.
To the point of Lamont's tweet, he says, I don't feel like I'm learning anything. It's recycled information. What I will say is, I'm not here to teach you anything. I'm here just to talk to you about sports. I'm not the sports professor. I'm not John Clayton. I don't want that. I'm just a regular dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. A lot of Joe Buck guys on...
people hate Joe Buck. I don't get it. I'm not pro-Joe Buck,
but
there's a lot of anti-Joe Buck. And everybody thinks that Joe Buck broadcasts with a slant against their team.
Yeah, so I think that's... and that's one of the reasons why... I think as a play-by-play guy, I think he's pretty good on baseball. I love the interview show he does. I think that's his best skill.
Yeah.
I cannot stand him on the NFL. I think he's everything's too forced. Everything he's trying to come off as a know-it-all all the time, and it's not his best sport. And it doesn't help that he's got a milquetoast partner like Aikman.
Come on.
Aikman's awful, too.
You love him.
No, I don't. I mean, I loved him as a player, but he's not interesting. He doesn't have any, you know, he knows the game, but he doesn't really give you any insight. I think it's a bad pairing, and I think that makes both of them look bad.
Okay.
Well, now you're going to get them like twice a week.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be plenty.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to mute that one. I'll say this. Unlike Collinsworth, who I have to mute all the time, I at least leave them on most of the game. Like, okay. They'll make it most of the time. But, you know, Collinsworth, I barely get. If I can get a quarter of a game Collinsworth is doing, then that's probably a personal best.
All right.
When did Raheel become Sports Bhagwan Raheel? What does that even mean?
Well, Bhagwan is the Rajneeshi cult leader.
Ah, I'm gonna have to hear that story because I don't know why he's that.
I don't know that Raheel would be the Sports Bhagwan.
Was he a cult leader? See, because I'm gonna be a little pissed off if he's leading a cult, because that was my idea.
I feel like he's trying to he's trying to get into a cult. Well, like he wants to build a cult.
Well, I have been planning a cult now for about 4 years, so I don't think you can come in now and try to steal my thunder.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. Beth up next. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on The Blitz, and it's Beth time.
Hello, hello.
How are you liking this new setup here?
I'm not. I'm not. This is like discombobulating.
What is it that's bothering you? It's not like the spotlights in your eyes, right?
No one's bothered by that.
No. Actually, I think in the middle, y'all might try and... The middle, the spotlights aren't so bad.
Yeah, but we can't be in the middle.
It. Well, I know.
Like,
I
that's
know.
The whole point. Like,
I know, that's my spot.
Hey, John.
I love being in the middle with y'all, by the way. Just saying, folks.
What the hell happened to our table?
What do you mean?
There was a table in here.
Yeah,
like
remember we brought it over here and we sat it here so we could put drinks on it.
A short black table.
Yeah.
It used to be right next to that couch, and now it's not even in this room at all.
I saw one in the Culture Map kitchen. It might be that one.
What the hell are they doing stealing our...
Oh. I don't know.
This is not good.
No, this is weird, right? This is like... I like to say that people should rock the boat, and this is definitely the boat is rocking, and it's very... it's uncomfortable a little bit, though. But and I don't like that I can't just look at both of y'all, and I have to like choose one or the other.
You
and I
have
don't like to.
It
does play favorites.
It does look good though on the live stream.
It does. I can't believe we're sitting here looking. Yeah. I just asked John.
It's a little creepy.
Take a picture of us.
It's a little creepy, right? That I have this thing up so you can look at yourself.
Yes.
And you're about a minute behind.
Yeah, because I look totally. I don't even have my headphones on there, so that's weird.
Yeah. See, we're technically what they're showing here. We're still on the break.
Cool. Could you? I want to screenshot it though. I want to show people what
we're
seeing.
No, you have to wait until it's live.
No, just a quick screenshot.
No, you're always trying to take pictures of everything.
I know. I like pictures.
You need to stop
with
that.
I like to remember this, right? Isn't it, you know, guys like to take pictures of their sexy moments and stuff. Well, this is, you know, I find this, you know, we have our clothes on and stuff, but this is sexy fun for me. I love to be here with y'all and talk about
sexy stuff. So you're wearing a boob dress today, I note.
Yeah, that was...
Is that for tastemakers? Is that for the occasion?
Yes. Yes. And did you see? I even have tails. Look.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Isn't that cool? I've got a cool jacket on, and it's got, like, shiny stuff. I love bright shiny. And then my cool power bra, and yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Do I look hot?
Are you trying to get some at tastemakers tonight?
Yes.
You're hoping to snag a chef?
Yes, because I'm really hungry.
I am too.
Yes, so definitely a good chef.
You're gonna beat us there.
I am.
Yeah, because we're not off until 7.
We have to stay here till 7.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah. Well, believe me, I won't. I might eat all the food, but I won't drink your drink, so that part's okay. But yeah, but I wanted to look good and stuff. I wanted to help represent the station, and I hope that there'll be people there. I guess it's been 15 months now that I've been with y'all, and I get really excited when people tell me that they have listened to us and that they like the show and everything. So I'm hoping that people will come up and say hi, and I'll meet some of our Pillow Talk listeners, because I really like that. So, and if my mouth is full because I'm chewing and eating, then they'll just have to wait and I'll talk.
Yeah, but, I know we have a lot of blitzers who are going to be there. So,
cool.
Feel free to say hello to Beth.
Yeah, please, absolutely look for me. And
she'll be wearing the boob dress with the tails.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you, in that group, that's not gonna single you out very much. There'll be a lot of boob dresses and tails.
Oh well, I didn't know.
But kind of black and gray. So.
Yeah, but I have a metal triangle. Anyway, if they look, I posted a little picture on my Facebook, and I don't know if it'll go on Twitter or something.
You've seen their picture. You guys can find her.
People tend to know me. So I don't know. Some days maybe I look better or worse than I don't know. I haven't been to the gym in a while, but whatever. So anyway, yeah. So I can't wait. I'm excited and. Okay, so one thing, though, I really wanted to talk to y'all about. And oral pleasure.
Okay.
Okay, so I am doing another class this Sunday at Darling Way. And, for women, I'm doing a workshop for couples on Friday the 13th, which I really like. But this weekend, so I have been trying to talk to people, and I am amazed how so many women are hesitant or don't enjoy giving their guys oral pleasure. And have you, do you hear that from people and stuff like that? Do you know?
Like that they don't like to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's I feel like girls are almost half and half on some enjoy doing it and some don't really dig it.
They don't really dig it. Okay. So I want them to know, because we've had a lot of guys saying, oh, you know, I want my woman to go, but she doesn't want to or something. And I'm like, women, listen, I am trying to make sure that you guys enjoy it, because really it should be fun. If it's not fun for both people, then I don't want you doing it. But I have so many different ideas and ways that it can be fun for both of you. And so, guys, if you're one of the ones who's emailed me and told me your girl, your woman, your wife, your partner, I don't care, is a little bit hesitant, I want you to tell them that I'm going to make sure it's fun for them. And I'm going to tell them if you're not making it fun and whatever, then they're going to bring you in later and we're going to talk about it. Plus, if they get good and they're enjoying pleasuring you and loving you that way, then I want them to bring you back. And we're going to talk about how to make sure that the men are doing it too, because there are a lot of women who would like their guys to be orally pleasuring them a lot more, a lot differently, better. And they're afraid, nothing personal, but guys can have a little bit of a fragile ego.
Okay.
Right? Do you think that's true?
It is.
Okay. So they don't know how to say it. But we can make it fun. And I swear, I promise you. So
well, I've told you before, the best thing that ever happened to me was when I was in high school, a girl told me, hey, this is what you need to change up on your game.
Yeah.
And I made those changes. And now, I mean, it's like a...
And it's good. You know? And so I'll tell folks, because I tried to get you to come and help teach class with me.
I know, but I'm not a teacher.
Exactly. You said that.
Fred's
you're not a teacher.
Teacher.
But here's the deal, folks. I have talked to AJ, and you told me the tips and stuff. So believe me, I've got him, because I'm not a man. I don't know, but I do. I love to talk. So I've got all sorts of great tips from men and for women. And I promise you, this will be a date night on Friday the 13th like you've never had. And women... come out. So I posted today, there was this bustle thing and talked about why women don't enjoy oral.
Getting or giving?
Giving.
Okay.
Giving. Why they don't enjoy getting is a whole different thing. But they're worried about, smells. They're worried about tastes. They feel a little bit out of control. And there are all these reasons and stuff. And I get that. But I promise you, the more we talk about it, that we can help. And one thing we have is some flavored lube that can really help make the difference too. So it doesn't have to be great, big, huge changes. But guys, if you're wanting to improve things in that area, then I would tell your women, just come to my class on Sunday. And this is going to be, if they're not happy and they're not looking forward to doing it, they're not going to. But I think, I don't know. I've had some good feedback from people. People who have been together, 40, 50 years old and have never really enjoyed oral sex and now are doing it a lot more often.
Is there less oral when you get old?
So one guy, I know this is terrible, but he told me about ABC sex. Do you know what ABC sex is?
No.
Have you heard this, Fred? ABC sex?
Is it different than NBC and CBS?
Okay, I don't know. It's anniversaries, birthdays, and Christmas.
Oh.
And that's what he says.
Who has sex on Christmas?
Santa?
Yeah.
He does it down the chimney, remember.
Come on, guys.
With a ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Or two.
But so I gather that what happens is that people do it less and less. And I think that people can lose track of how much fun it can be. And so, like on the radio show this weekend on Love and Laughter with Beth, we're going to talk about sexy power. And that's what I talk about also for women that are going to pleasure a guy orally. How much power there is in using it to tease and taunt or turn on or just give a little bit or give a lot. And you can figure out what you want to do and how you want to say it with your mouth, and you can own it. And whether you stand up or you sit down or you do a little striptease or a little lap dance or anything with it, there's so much fun to it. I don't know.
I'll give you a theory, and this is what a lot of people tell me.
Okay.
It's like women are more than happy to do that until they're married. And then they feel like when they're married, they never have to do that again.
I have heard that.
Yeah, I think that's fairly common. And then one asking, how do you even bring that up to your girlfriend / wife? Sounds like an argument waiting to happen. That's the problem. It's like once they've decided that, no, I don't have to do that anymore, you know, how are you going to change your mind on that?
Well, and that's why I'm saying the idea needs to be that to come see me at Darling Way, because I am not all about just one person's pleasure. I'm not some guy saying, hey, do this for your guy, and it doesn't matter how you feel. I'm telling women, this can be so much fun. And so I hear all the time, men want more sex, women want more romance. Sorry, that's just the stereotype. But the fact is they actually want the same thing. They want passionate connection and excitement and something different and spicy, not just the same old, I call it BMS, boring married sex. Boring married sex. It's the same thing over and over. So I'm going to tell you and give you all sorts of ideas for ways that you could shake it up. And I promise you that when you enjoy orally pleasuring your person, boy or girl or whatever, then it's everything else is more fun. And then you're going to be able to ask for what you want as well. So don't tell women to come to my class for your sake. Tell them to come to my class for their sake, because that's what it's all about, right? I want them turned on because I want you then to get more, and for them to get more romance and excitement and passion too.
I think men want sex more than women, period.
I think that may be true overall. You know, I don't even know, but I will tell you that for many women, this premenopause and menopausal state, the hormones change such that there are a ton of us that in our late 40s are more sexually desirous than ever before. It was the first time in my life where I suddenly thought to myself, oh, this is what being a teenage boy is like. That for no reason, not because I'm thinking of anything romantic or anything, but suddenly my body would have sexy urges. And so that can happen. And people should just be able to take advantage of it. The problem is, if your body starts having these urges, but you don't have any clever, fun ways to actually express it, it's just the same boring married sex, you're not going to do anything with those urges. So I think in your 40s is a great time to basically start rocking that sexy boat and give you all sorts of ideas. You talked about romantic props. Like, I say, nobody needs romantic props. They're just fun.
They're just for fun,
it's just like
Fred.
Dessert. It just makes life better. You don't need it, but it's fun. It's just like cars, right? People don't need Ferraris or Porsches or something like that, but God, they're fun. They go fast. They make your heart beat a little bit. They're sexy, cool. We like to look at them. Same thing with romantic props. So spice it up. I just don't understand why people worry so much about what they're wearing or what they're driving or what their house looks like, and they're not willing to spice up the thing that really fuels them from the inside, which is sex. Sexy fun. Keeps you younger, too. Makes you look 10 years younger.
Fred,
better for your skin.
You hear that? You could look 10 years younger.
Yeah, that's not working.
If you would just tickle your prostate.
Right. Three times a week for men. They want three orgasms a week for men's best health, right?
Oh, yes.
And so, guys, I'm trying to help you get it. But that means I want your women turned on. I want them to have some excitement and have some romance.
You think we need women to orgasm three times a week? We don't need women for that.
Do that in a day.
No, but you want them. Again, this is romantic props. I know you don't need them. You don't need a woman at all, but you got married.
That's right.
Why did you get married? You could have just taken care of yourself.
Mm.
Right?
No, probably not. I mean,
why? You can get an orgasm by yourself, right?
Oh, I mean, for that, yeah.
Exactly.
But, I mean, my wife, she's good for a lot of other stuff, too.
Exactly.
She's
right?
a good mother.
Yeah, yeah. Mother to
mine's,
my children.
Mine's a good earner. You know, that's those things are important.
And that's absolutely true. But then that's the thing. We're actually looking for something more, right? You want more. Have you ever, I don't mean with your current wives or anything like that, but, you know, in the past, I think all of us have experienced sex with somebody who is not terrifically passionate, who's not excited by what's going on or anything. That's just
kind
of there.
We've had bad sex before.
Yeah, bad sex.
Really bad sex.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's just not fun. And so if you're in a relationship and that's all you're having is this sort of boring, like I say, boring married sex or what, dead fish kind of sex. Well, I don't know, all sorts. It's just, well, you know, spice it up.
But
I want you to laugh.
Well, I think a lot of people are having good married sex or just not having it often enough. That for some guys. That would be my counter to that. I don't think it's always all because it's boring. I just think it's, and I'm speaking for guys here more than anything. I just think they'd like to have it more often.
Well, so, okay. And I guess I would think that if it, they might be, to me, what I hear, if they're not having it often enough, what they're having is okay sex. But if they were actually, if it was really great sex, they'd be having it more often. Because remember when you were having really great sex, when you were dating or and things were, you know, earlier on or whenever it was, you wanted it all the time because great sex means you want more great sex, which means you
sometimes,
want more great
sex. Let's be fair. You've got, let's say both partners are working. They've got kids when they get home to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, it's by the time the day's over, you know, and I'm going back to probably marriage number two here on this, but the last thing I want to do is do anything but have a drink and go to bed. And, you know, it was fine when you do it, but yeah, would you like for it to be more? Absolutely, but it gets real easy to just say, hey, you know, somebody's got to take care of the screaming baby. You know, somebody's, especially most couples, both people work now, man. That's
right. No, I know. And, you know, as a divorce lawyer, what I've realized is I think the first big chink in a relationship happens when people actually have young kids at home, because that's when they start pulling apart, where women are, we're so concerned with being moms and working and taking care and then trying to be an outwardly good wife and stuff, but we're exhausted, and it's and sex can often be this thing that has to, it becomes like an obligation instead of something fun. And the guys know that too, and they feel kind of like draining and whatever, and but it really is important. And I would just like to see, what I try to do at Darling Way is to help people find ideas for how to get it out of that being in a rut where it just feels like a chore, or let's just do this because it's been 3 weeks and we need to get this over with, and turn it into something that, oh my God, this, I want these screaming kids to go to bed because I need some time. I need this excitement. And there, I don't know what's going to happen in that bedroom, but I can't wait to get in there. Just the same way we feel that way about, oh, I want to go out with my friends. We're going to go to the movies. We're going to go to a baseball game. Yay, we're getting that escape. That sexy fun time with your partner should be the escape from all of the realities and stuff of
and I,
the world.
That's kind of what I was getting at, because I think a lot of people deal with that. And,
yeah,
you know, the easiest thing to do is just say, all right, you know, we'll get around to it when we get around to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why they should go see you. And
yeah, because otherwise it's becomes, you know, weeks, and then it becomes months, and then it becomes years, and then it's just somebody else outside is telling you how good you look, or they're fun, and they become the escape from the reality. And that's what's not good. I'm telling you, I never got anybody divorced if they were having good sex together. Lots of people having good sex with other people,
well,
getting
happens.
Divorced, right?
It does happen.
And that's so sad. I don't want that. So keep it up. And yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Just even if they just do, I tell them, if you don't have a lot of money, just come to Darling Way. We'll give you ideas for how to have sexy fun without spending any money. I really don't care. I really do just want people to stay together and be happy.
Well,
and
I know you don't care, but you also have some stuff that's not that expensive for people that would help. Yeah,
right. I totally have inexpensive stuff. But I just mean,
again,
it's the relationship. And I want
business.
People. Well, no. Well, thank you. And I do appreciate that. But yeah, we do. We have inexpensive to expensive and stuff. But I just think that It's the investment in the relationship, and it's way cheaper to invest the time, the energy, whatever expense. If you buy a massage candle, you buy something pretty. And this is the thing, men, lingerie is not so much about turning you on. Lingerie is about making the woman who's wearing it feel hot and sexy. Because I'm wearing this hot bra and I feel sexy, right? It shows. I walked in here. AJ was so nice. His eyes bugged out a little bit. You know, it makes me feel good. And I feel more confident. I feel more energetic. Way more than any cookie actually would have done for me. And I love cookies. So if you can find something, and one of my blog articles is going to be about helping men choose lingerie for women, but find something that makes her feel pretty, because she'll feel pretty. She'll want you to talk to her. She'll want you to touch her. And then it just works from there. I don't know.
Right, and you got a lot of stuff like that. You've got a lot of clothes and things. I actually feel like I look pretty good today because my eyes are now blinded, so I can't see how bad I look.
No, you look so, very nice. No, I walked in. I said, how come you're so dressed up? You look very nice. And you're going to this event tonight, too. So.
I am. Yes. I will be there.
Yeah. I'm so excited. But, no, it looks. And when you feel better again, you sit up a little bit straighter. You have a little bit. I'm telling you, there's just this little.
It's called
spark.
Swagger.
Swagger. It is.
Fred has swagger.
Right. He has a little bit of swagger.
He's swagged out.
Okay. So what's it called for women? Because it's not really a swagger, right? What is it? It's a different.
I'll go back to the old Kiss song, Strutter.
Oh yeah, it's your strut.
Strut. Yeah. Oh, it's
you're
the
a strutter.
Strut.
Yeah.
Strut. Okay, I like that. So men. So that's the thing. If you're not walking around with swagger, or you're not walking around with strutter, then we got to do something.
No, just walk around with strut. Yeah.
Strut.
No, you strut around.
You strut
but you
around.
You walk with strutter.
Yeah.
You run. Oh.
Yeah.
Blah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Tell people about the show.
that input just got, you know, from both sides. It was more than I could handle.
So John's got to play strutter as the outro now. So.
I like it. John, did you take a picture of the three of us, though, please?
Yeah, I could take one.
Yes. Thank you.
Like,
thank you,
from in here, or do you want me to go in there?
Okay. Either one. I just think our listeners should see.
You guys both look fancy, and
you still look good. Don't worry. You're so handsome, and you're younger than we are. So you're young and handsome.
I am much younger
exactly.
than you.
Exactly.
Right.
And that t-shirt's showing off your muscles and stuff. You know,
I don't
so
have muscles.
You're swagging. You know, you've got a swagger because of your muscles.
Marky says, these days it's called swagger for women, too. No, I am going back to the 70s for that song, by the
way.
Yeah,
that's an old song.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm an old man.
Like
that's why.
It's true.
But I'm telling you, but being old is so good. Being old is so good.
Speak for
it's
yourself.
Awesome.
Tell people about the show.
Oh, sorry. So, the show Love and Laughter with Beth, Saturday night at 10 p.m. Like I said, we're going to be talking about power. We're going to be talking about how to turn no's into yeses. We're going to be talking about how to make, you know, household chores sexy. Who knew? But it can be done. And basically using whatever power is in your relationship, because it is, and figuring out what it is and then using it to your advantage to get what you want and give her or give him what he wants, and everybody wins. So more sex, more sexy fun. That's the goal.
Tell people about the store, too.
Okay, so the store is Darling Way in the Heights. Cute little cottage at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And the Oral Workshop, Oral 101. It's how to blow his mind while loving his body. That's this Sunday night. We've got a few spots left, so please grab them quickly. We've sold out for the past 3 months. It's awesome fun. You will not believe how excited and how much laughter there is in this place, but it's great. And there's a promo code LOVE. For $10 off. So use promo code LOVE. And then, let's see. Oh, I've got two giveaways. So I've got a free admission for the oral class on this Sunday. And I have a t-shirt. Sorry?
He was talking to me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay. And I've got a t-shirt that says, how many licks does it take to get to the O? So I've got those two things
That's
to
clever.
Give away. Thank you. That was mine. Okay, so caller number 5 can have first pick, and caller number 7 can get the other one.
All right, 713-780-3776.
Thanks, and come see me at Darling Way, folks. And hopefully John got a picture, and I'll post it.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Carbach and what's going on out there. First of all, they've got the Love Street Music Fest coming up on Sunday, May 20th. The Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, and the Unlikely Candidates. And they're all going to be playing, and early bird tickets are on sale now for just $20. They've got a bigger layout this year, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. It's just a bigger festival overall. Carbachbrewing.com for more info and tickets. Some other things about the place. If you haven't been to the restaurant, I don't know what you're waiting for. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. It is outstanding food, and you get the brewery and dining experience all in one. The great cuisine, and then you get to pair it with a Carbach brew, one of the many they've got on the wall there. Like a lot of the new ones they've got out right now, the Weekday Warrior Session IPA, Blood Orange Rattler, Tasty Wave Summer Ale, and the Mango Hop Delusion, all available at the brewery and in stores, of course. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Guys, there's a lot of energy companies out there, and they're always trying to offer you different things, ranging from free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, and months later you find out you're paying more than you thought you should be or than you thought you were. There's additional fees on your bill. Nobody wants that. Triangle doesn't give you that. They keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get a discounted rate. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
All right.
Sports.
I was expecting music there. We did the music in front of it, so that's on me. But hey, before we get to deaths, yeah, I follow Daniel Negreanu on Twitter. He's actually one of my favorite follows. He said something here that kind of resonates with me, because I have some really good friends that do this, and I have to say I've quit on a couple of them wanting to do things with them because they do this particular thing.
Okay.
Says, I don't do late. It's not an acceptable practice for me to disrespect others, and in turn, I have little to no patience for others that are habitually late. They go on my list of people who can't be trusted to keep their word. And somebody asks, what if your car breaks down? Then you call the other party and let them know. Things come up, which is why I typically plan to be somewhere 15 minutes before the time I agreed to be there. I do that a lot, too. If I say I'm going to meet you at 7:20, I'm going to try to be there at 7:15 for sure, okay, at the latest. He says, and that's saying, it's the pet peeve part two. If someone tells me to be somewhere at 7 but doesn't meet me there until 7:30, says, if you tell me 7, I'll be there at 6:45. I don't need the cushion. I don't need the late cushion. Give cushions to those who've earned that disrespect. I haven't ever. I do think that's become a really common thing with people. And I know it gets back to everybody being busy, but I do think a lot of people now are just, you know,
lazy.
I don't think they realize how disrespectful it is that you're basically telling somebody
my time's more important than yours.
Yes, yes. And you know, I've all but cut a couple people loose because of that. Because they do it all the time. They tell you, oh, 7, and then it becomes 7:30, and it's like, oh well, I'm leaving in 15 minutes, and now I've wasted an hour of my life. And that's just I'm kind of with them on that. And especially when you think about it this way. Because I'm old, that hour means a lot more to me than it does to you if you're in your 30s.
True.
So, yeah, it's disrespectful. Anyway, I just don't know why. I just saw that tweet, and I'm kind of like, I wish people were more aware of how disrespectful that really is. I don't think people are aware. I don't think it's I don't think it's intentional. I just don't think I do think it comes off really bad, though. It's like, you know, your time doesn't mean anything to me. All right, let's do deaths. 2018, Winnie Mandela.
Was that the wife?
Yeah, I think that was the wife. Like, was that the one he divorced or no?
Yeah, that he spent all this time in prison, and it was like that was okay for him, but it was very difficult being married. Yeah. That was his quote, was like, marriage is very hard.
I think
harder than like being a political prisoner.
I think most people can identify with that. Winnie the Pooh Mandela, dead at the age of 81. 1964, Douglas MacArthur, U.S.
Wasn't that
general.
You were born?
Yeah. He was dead at 84.
Look at that.
So, yeah, now I've got something to be famous for.
Yeah.
I want to go into China and, yeah.
You were alive at the same time as a World War II general.
I may not have been because I was born really late in 64.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It depends on... Oh, no, he would have been dead before me.
Yeah,
he would have
right.
died this week, so...
Damn. R.I.P. Doug.
Yeah, it's a shame. 1841, William...
Did you know Douglas MacArthur was the original Dougie Fresh? Like, the troops used to call him Dougie Fresh?
I thought they called him Dougie Flesh because he killed so many guys.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could be off.
He was a war hero. You need to be respectful. What do you know about that?
1841, William Henry Harrison, 9th president, died of pneumonia, and he's known for this, first president to die in office.
Also a member of the defunct Whig Party.
Yeah.
Whig.
Yeah, that was never going to last because once you get into the 18... late
we could
1800s,
use Whigs now, though.
I could use a Whig. Look at my head. So, 713 says, there goes Fred again. Get off his lawn, you damn kids. Then you're one of those people who's habitually late and you're a dickweed. You know what? Grow up. I'm not wrong about that. I'm with Daniel Negreanu.
Yeah, I don't think I disagree either.
Yeah, you know, that's just... You don't care about other people. If you do it habitually. Everybody's going to be late every now and then. That happens. All right, 1992, Sam Walton dies of multiple myeloma at 74.
I think that's bad.
Yeah, 74, decent run. 1947, Henry Ford, 83 years old. Good run. 1931, Andre Michelin, tire manufacturer, dead at 78. Oh. Decent run.
Not bad.
Carl Benz, German inventor. We have a lot of motor stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Tires and Fords and Benz. Bronchial inflammation at 84.
That's a good run.
Good run.
Bad way to go out.
For 1929.
Bronchial inflammation just sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not looking to die.
How does Howard Hughes not make the best deaths? This better be like the best group of deaths ever. Howard Hughes, dead at 72.
This is a pretty good group, though.
I think. And Crazy Joe Gallo is your famous killer in 72. 43rd birthday party, murdered by rival mobsters. 43 is a good run for a mobster. All right, here we go to the best deaths. Don Rickles. 2017, dead at 90. Great run.
Yeah, not bad. Funny guy.
Maybe my favorite role of his, though, he wasn't funny. He was the pit boss in Casino.
Yeah.
He was great in that. 2016, you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore.
Oh, Merle.
Dead at the age of 79.
Yeah, if you recall, 2 years ago, I was supposed to go see Merle, and then he died.
2012, Mike Wallace, American media personality, dies at 93. I'm going to go Howard Hughes greater than Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
2008, Charlton Heston.
Damn dirty apes.
Dead at the age of 84. Good run. 2005, Pope John Paul II. Dead of heart failure at 84.
Are you going to do an impression of him?
Et cum spirit, spirit sanctum, amen. God. 84, I'm going to go with not a great run for a pope because you know, God's supposed to be keeping you alive longer.
84 is strong, man. I don't care who you are.
I don't know.
I don't care what your belief
system. If you have a phone line to God, you should last longer than 84. 1994, Kurt Cobain. Dead at 27. 1984, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Shot to death by his father, Marvin Gaye Sr. at 44.
Marvin Gaye Sr.? Come on, man. What? What's up with that?
1968. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's 50 years ago.
Yeah.
50 years today, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
1882, Jesse James.
The outlaw Jesse James?
Shot dead at 34 by the coward Robert Ford.
34, not a good run.
No, even for a Western outlaw.
But if I'm not mistaken, he lasted 1 year longer than the most famous person on this week's list.
And, number one... Not with a bullet, but because that's not how he died.
No.
But I think he's a pretty safe number one on the death list. Christ.
Yeah, he only made it to 33, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 year less than Jesse James. I don't know if they knew each other.
No, they're different. They were 1,800 years. Yeah. I think of all the deaths, I think that's number one, right? That's your number one rated death of the year.
I think so. Close, that or Don Rickles? No,
close second, Gary Gygax. All right.
What about Estelle Getty?
No. Porn stars. Here we go.
Let's hear them.
1999, Kim Kataiani died from?
1995? 99. 99? Oh, that's a drug overdose.
That's a washcloth-filled drain hole and plug that she drowned.
Damn. Okay.
Probably on drugs, though. And 1998, Wendy O. Williams died from?
I'll go drug overdose again.
Self-inflicted gunshot.
Damn it!
All right, that's going to wrap it up. If you're going out to Tastemakers, we'll be seeing you out there shortly. If not, have a great evening. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.